Hi, Keegan. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
So my name is Keegan Pinto. I'm a third year BBA student doing the legal studies option as well. I'm on co-op right now, so it's kind of making running for a position a little bit more difficult just because I can't be on campus as much as I'd want to be.
Right.
But it's still a lot of fun, and it's presenting its own unique challenges. But we're having a good time with it.
Cool. So what motivated you to run for this position?
I was initially interested in board of directors, actually. So that kind of sparked my interest in elections and kind of got me to consider running. And then when I looked into the positions a little bit more, I saw the description of the role of student senator, and it just seemed like something that was more in tune with my skill set and with my interests and with what I was passionate about and stuff like that. So that's I kind of just made that transition from board of directors to student senator.
Right on. So you are running for senators, right? So can you explain to the listeners what the role of the Senate is?
Basically, it's the official description is that it's the highest kind of academic body at Laurier. So our role isn't actually tied with the Students' Union. So it's not like monitoring the progress of the presidents or anything like that. You're sitting across the table from the president of the university, representatives from each faculty, as well as representatives from the undergraduate faculty and or from the undergraduate student society, so the Students' Union and the Graduate Student Society. So you're working with all of those individuals together to kind of outline courses of action for various things, usually internal stuff like the student experience and things like that, as well as like academic planning.
Cool. So throughout your campaign, you've stated your platform rests on three key pillars: informed progressive discourse, genuine representation, and integrity. Can you expand on each point?
So informed progressive discourse, I picked those three words for that pillar because I want to be very specific with where we were going. I don't want to just have conversations for the point of having conversations. I want to be informed about them, and I want them to actually take us places. If you know a lot about a topic, it's useful to talk about it, but not if you can't take it anywhere. So you need to be informed, and want to take that discourse somewhere. So that's where the progress part kind of comes into it.
Right.
The second one, which is genuine representation. I just want the my representation of the student body to be as genuine and as honest as possible. I'll be soliciting as much feedback as I possibly can. I really want it to be an honest, true representation of what the vibe is on campus and what the undergraduate students are going to want going forward. And integrity is just something that's very important to me. I'm not a fan of the backdoor kind of politics or things
Right.
like that.
Yep.
Obviously, the under like Laurier is a large institution, so anytime you're going to get that number of people together, you're going to have positives and negatives. You're going to have people who like to work together and people who are a little bit more combative. I just want to show and represent that I will be continuing this role with integrity and acting with integrity in everything that I do.
Good. And is one pillar more important than the other two, by chance?
I wouldn't say a pillar, any one pillar is more important than any others. We do have one kind of overarching goal that we wanted to include as well, and that's respectful transparency. So to answer your question, I would say that is kind of the thing that ties all the other ones together. So as I'm keeping all of those three pillars in mind, the one main thing that I'm going to be focusing on is that respectful transparency, because I want people to be knowing what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. If you ask me why I did something, or if you ask me anything, if I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. If I have a reasoning for it, I'll tell you my reasoning.
Good. You've stated that your appreciation of diversity puts you in a position to represent unique students. What makes yourself a unique student from others here at Laurier?
So definitely, I think it's my experience. It hasn't been particularly deep in any specific area, but it's been wide ranging. So I've been involved with residence life. I was involved with house council. I was a residence life don. I've been involved with the Lazaridi Student Society. I've done a couple clubs, or I've joined a couple clubs with them. I've joined a couple of students union clubs, and with them I've been able to do events with the Faculty of Science Students Association as well, which was really cool. I'm on Moot Court, which is part of the Arts Undergraduate Society, and I've joined other kind of students union initiatives, if you will. I'm a part of Peer Connect. I was an icebreaker, and I'm a Laurier ambassador as well, which I think gives me a really... I said that you can't really have a holistic experience, mm-hmm. but I think mine has definitely been one of the closer ones, which puts me in a unique position to kind of consider all of those different faculties, different areas, and different student groups.
Right on. So you basically answered this with your last question, but okay. I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
You've stated that your involvement has been quote unquote wide. Can you speak of some of your involvement or campus experience thus far as an undergrad?
Yeah. So like we mentioned, it's just very far reaching, I guess.
Right.
I love to try different things. Even with Radio Laurier, like I have a radio show like that and that, you know, that's just for fun.
Yeah.
But that gives you access to a different student group. And every single one of those student groups, it's so unique, but it's so energizing to find so many passionate people about what they do in every single one of those student groups, as unique and diverse as they are. The thing that they share is that every single person who's involved with them is so passionate about it. And that's that kind of experience that I'm hoping to bring.
Awesome. So that'll be all today.
Awesome. Thank you very much.